Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, well, well. How are you? Listen, I want to say this right up front. Today's episode, I mean, it was different because it was just me all by myself. Now, there was one other person just hanging, but that did he did press the record button. So that, I don't know what to do over there, but he did press the record button and made sure, okay, we hear this, we hear that. And then that was it, just me. So I was a little bit, I don't know, I've never done that before. Just, you know, an hour and a half. I do the openings, right? Sure, I have the gift of the gab, you say. You better be saying it. But we did have a special person, which you will find out as you listen to the show, or maybe you already know by the way it was dropped. I don't know. But nevertheless, Patton Oswalt did the sounds, but he did them. You'll learn how how he did them. From a remote place, okay? You'll figure it out in the show, because I tell you in the show, but now you'll know, from his house. And so because of that, something got messed up. So it's hard to hear all the drops, but you can definitely hear them enough, especially after the first 2-3 minutes, it's, you know, and it was so much fun. I called Jeremiah Watkins, and he was just fucking great. But it's not the show to listen to if you are on, you know, well, no one's on the train. All I'm saying is make sure it's quiet. And then I don't think you're going to have any problem at all. But it was a lot of fun. All right? So that's it. Aristotle, I hope you're well. We've been talking a lot. I hope everybody's well. And, right? So enjoy the show. It was just real silly and a lot of fun. I liked it. And I was nervous because I didn't have, you know, it's a little different. John's not behind the music and no one's behind the music. Aristotle's not there. I could do whatever I fucking want. Oh, I was like, I could do whatever I want. But Todd, you can always do what you want. I don't know. Listen, I love you. You're great. And whatever you got to do, get it done. You know what we're talking about. You know what we need to do to get things right. Somebody's going to have to do it. What am I winking at? Somebody's going to have to. There's a lot of problems in the world right now, and somebody's going to have to get it done. Enjoy the show.
It's a solo Todd Glass show. The only guest is the host, and Todd is the host. On the microphone tonight, It's Todd Glass under the lights. And on the board is Patton Oswalt.
First of all, thank you. I'll be burning it back. Now, Patton, you know, I said, should I say mystery? He goes, no, I'll just be me doing it. But I don't want to talk. I go, oh, okay, that would, I pictured, you know, I'm like, great. But I think he'll weaken. I think he'll weaken. So I told him, you look great. You look at your, you know what, I've never seen you happier when you're than when you're in here. Ah, see, now I know he listens to the show. Look at this. Oh, God, folks. I haven't felt this good since... What, do I got to be writing jokes? I got the rhythm. I don't need the joke. Everyone knew where I was going. I don't... You want to have fun, play that ship horn, or whatever that horn is. I mean, really utilize it. I mean, that really is just, that tickles my silly area. God damn it. Woo, that's like great therapy. I feel great. It's a lot of silliness thrown at you. You're doing a great job, serious, and I'm not just saying it. I mean it. I'm going to write a musical about it, and you're going to shit in your pants because I'm going to win an awards. Look at you. All right, so tonight we're going to call friends, and it is, I have Cloroxed this studio down. I have a Shields. I have a security officer here who said he has a special type of wand that will kill the bacteria. So we really went through it. We went through a vigorous. He's not here in the room, so how we? So just full disclosure, he's not here in the room. So when I go, oh look at you, I'm not really looking at him, but I had some pictures of him I had framed, and I tilted them up against the wall. But so he's not literally here, but he knows. But it's him. So I guess he's comfortable. I picture him in his couch, just sitting there. You know what I mean? Just enjoying sitting there. Oh, come on. Anyway, so we're going to call some friends in today's show. I'm just going to start calling people. I don't know. See if they pick up. Well, I have a new show. I don't know if anyone's seen it, but it's called Todd Glass Calls His Friends. And it's very popular. It took off. I'm sponsored by Jiffy Peanut Butter and also a pot dispensary. Wait, I made a mistake. It's actually, we're not sponsored by Jiffy Peanut Butter. Just the pot dispensary. All right, I'm here to tell the truth. We just have no Jiffy Peanut Butter. Does not take any ads out with us. I just wanted to be honest. Either does pot. Oh, we have no sponsors. There you go. At least I'm upfront about it. Ay, ay, ay. I mean, is everybody okay? Listen, I'm with you here. Please, I can't. All I need is a little... You know when someone speaks, they seem like they know what they're talking about. They seem to have a running theme that they all say. With some strict guidelines and with some legitimate things that we're going to... All I need to get to sleep is for some hope, you know, when somebody goes. And I notice all people that really seem educated on this and knowledgeable, they always work, they always talk about that within it. Like, no, we can, I like the one line about, I'm not trying to scare the wits out of you, I'm trying to scare the wits into you. So. You know what, you take an important, that's what you do when you do something like that. It's just like, you know what it says, I just want to interrupt. That's what you're saying. Oh, I want to just occupy space in the middle of you, Todd. Excuse the refuse to let that get in my way. So we're glad you're here. All right. You know what I hope? You, in the sofa you're sitting in, you, something makes you laugh so hard you I got to say, your timing is impeccable for the, there's a somewhat of a, I had there be a smidgen of a delay, but not with you. Not with you, Patton. You're doing a good job. Relax. I picture your whole family sitting around watching you do it. Is that wrong? You know, like you're in a chair, they're sitting in there, they've made snacks. We're going to watch Daddy do the soundboard for the Todd Glass Show tonight. His name's going to be in a jingle, Mommy. Why do you take a beautiful story that should be... I'm getting a... Oh, look at this. I got an audio message. I don't know if I should play it, but it is from... I just did a thing where I walked around the house, and I sent it. I said, well, here, I showed... just before we started the podcast, so for Lights Out, they said, walk around your house and just show what you do. Like, we're, you know, open your refrigerator up, do whatever, you know? So I just did that, and I had fun. And I got... I had two shots of Jack Daniels, and I had two hits of pot. No, one hit, two hits of pot, and some edibles. Ooh, doesn't sound nice. But anyway, as I'm saying it, I'm like, maybe I should edit some out. No, I did. That's exactly what I had. So I felt great. And I walked around the house, and then I came, brought him back in here to the podcast studio. And it was a lot of fun. So I wonder, but I wasn't able to send it yet. But let me hear. We can always edit it out. Wow, right away. Did you hear that? Whoa. Right away. Ooh. Whoa. Right away. Oh, my God. Right away. Whoa. Whoa. Fancy pants. Yes. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
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 Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's so fancy.
Oh, come on. Be silly. Don't be silly. Whoa. Hey. I'll turn this car around right now and we'll go right back. Right back. Everybody, it's the Todd Glass Show. All right, listen. Let's have some nice music tonight. Sometimes if I want some scoring, let's play with that now. Let's get comfortable with that. So when we need to call upon it, when I need to call upon some righteous music, we have a go-to, you know? And I'm going to have this reverb pedal all night long. So if you ever hit like a Imagine loop, that's maybe a good page to go to, the loops. Imagine all the people living like a flim. Imagine there's no country. It isn't easy if you jive. Imagine. That's what we have now. Or it could be, isn't there another loop too? What's the other loops? I think that's a good cheesy. And now the end is near, and so it is, the final curtain. I've lived a good life, and what will it be? And I choked to death. That's how the play ends. And now... All right, I'm having a nervous breakdown. I needed to stop. Although I talked through it. I kept saying, I needed this to just bring it down. But I still had to walk the audience through it. That horn was... Bless you. Bless you. That person that is in the room, there is two George Carlin. There is somebody in the podcast studio here with me, but it's not Patton. Patton's not in the studio. But there is somebody in here, to George Carlin. There is somebody here, just to be honest. And that person is a mystery person.
It's a solo Todd.
It's the Todd Glass solo show, everybody. We still produce it, baby.
And Todd is the host. On the microphone tonight, it's Todd Glass under the lights. And on the board is Patton Oswalt.
Bum boom, bum boom, bum bum boom boom. Back into the studio. Remember the first time, that first guest we had, my interviews skills were so bad. Remember that? Remember they got right out of here? They were like, oh, the first time I was such a bad host, the person I sat down, I started interviewing him, I asked him two questions. Here was them. I used to love the sound of sprinklers when I was, probably second grade, like on big properties. Like someone had 2 acres and they had the sprinklers. And some people had underground sprinklers, so it would go off all around the yard, at different times. But it was, they were like, and it went far, and just the smell of it when you went by the house. And they had their sprinklers on. There was one house up the street, I remember it specifically. It was an old house, like from the 1800s. But then it had an add-on. It was, like, pretty cool. A modern add-on to an old house. But then the property. So it was a cool house with big fucking oak trees. But the lawn was so fucking. And I had to go, beg my parents to get lawn doctor. Lawn doctor was a service where, they come once a month and they spray. And it did something. Our lawn went from not being great to real. I talked my dad into it. How did I do it? I was 11. No, I was, let's be honest. I was in sixth grade, seventh grade. Dad, we should get lawn. No, I think I was in third grade. No, because I specifically remember living. Okay, let's back up a house. Southampton, Sunshine Way was the street we lived in Southampton. And that was 88. Get it? I go up. Do you get it? Oh, I'm seeing Patton. Now I can see you on this, on the iPad. Just now. Oh, that's great. I didn't know we were going to get to do that. Well, I thought we were going to maybe get to do it, but then now I can. Oh, that's great. Oh, that adds a lot. I'm so thirsty. I think I might have to stop to get a drink. Is that hard to do? Because, yeah. So what do you do? Okay, so I don't want to do anything that will jeopardize sending it. Should we just keep it rolling? Just keep it rolling, and we'll be quick. Do we play a song for people? No, we can't do that. Oh, yeah, you're going to... Okay, I see. You just did that? Okay, cool. All right. So anyway, so Southampton... I was in second grade. Isn't it funny how you forget the years? And, I want to be very honest with the ages, because sometimes I think, well, no, I couldn't have been that young. But no, I know the house we lived in. In Stonehurst. Southampton, Stonehurst, right off of Davisville Road. In Southampton, Pennsylvania. Sure, we went to the dry cleaners. I was just possessed by Brody Stevens. Yeah, we had our stuff dry cleaned. I don't do a great impersonation of him, but it's all love, so you can't pick on me. Ah, Howard, you look vicious. You look like, oh, God. Imagine going, hey, did you hear Todd Glass's impersonation of Brody Stevens? It's not good at all. Wow. It's not even close. I mean, why do it? Oh, I didn't hear it. Is it not good? Does he say mean things about him? Nah, he says, it's obviously all love, but I'm talking about that. I'm talking about the impersonation. Who does an impersonation like that? I'll choke him to death. I'll break into his podcast studio. No, because you know why? You can't, because I hired a German shepherd. I got a German shepherd for security who walks on his hind feet. Like a dog. It was on its own. This is not a dog that was trained to do it. That would be. I like when I try to make it like friendly, like environmentally and humanly friendly. So I don't want the dog like. Why is the dog taught to walk on its hind feet? That's not a right thing to do. But for this bit, the dog has to. It's a German Shepherd that can also walk on its hind feet. And then you put him in a police uniform, and then he roams. You know, he hangs out your house at night. People, they walk by, they just see a cop. They don't think it's a dog in a police uniform. If he's because seriously, like people teach their dog to walk on their hind feet, but they walk like 3 feet. They're always smiling with their tongue hanging out doing it. I think they're loving it. I think love dogs can do that. I don't think it's a mean thing at all. Seriously, because you see dogs. But in the circus, oh, that's a different story. I don't know if that's what they're here on this planet for. But if they're happy, you know, who's to say if they're happy? I will. Okay? I will. I'll judge. I'll look from afar. I'll decide the love to work ratio. Okay, let me take a hit. So, Patton likes when I sing. I'm not going to lie. So, tonight we'll probably be doing one more running thing, and that is coming in with these loops of, you know, right, or whether I'm wrong, or whether I find myself, I'll never belong. I gotta be me. I gotta be me. Do it or die. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been around this world, and tonight this audience is the best audience that I've ever had my entire career. All the other audiences, no bullshit, can suck my fucking Engelbert Humperdinck dick. This audience tonight was the best fucking audience I've ever had. You people showed me the respect I deserve. All the other audiences, not only can they suck my Engelbert Humperdinck dick, I can also shit on them. I'll shit on them while they're sucking my dick. I'll take the shit, I'll throw it in their face. This crowd tonight, the exact opposite. I love this crowd. This is a great crowd. Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, or whether I find myself, I'm just gonna keep singing until you end the music. I don't think you should, but it's not up to me. The audience knows that I'm waiting for you to stop. So I gotta keep singing. It doesn't always go to the music. I'm sure anybody with a trained ear is driving them wild, but I gotta sing on till Patton turns it off. Know when to stop. I'm telling you that. Know when to stop. I think it's right there. I do. And we're back with the Todd Glass Show. Hey, we get silly, we get serious, we get deep, we get schleep, we get schlop, we get schlurp, we slip, schlop, slippity, slippity. Next thing you know, everybody's having a good time. So Stonehurst, I have my clarity tonight. You can get all over the place, but I know, boom, go back. You can go off track, but go back on track. People appreciate it. Just go back and finish up your story, and we'll go anywhere you go. But try to go back, and that's what I'm doing, and that's why I'm back. And I'm better than I've ever been. 100%. I got the band back. Thank you. I give us an A plus for that. That's pulling out all the stops. Oh my God, Patton, that's funny, right? Oh, to see you giggle, you know you don't. Oh, you're so. I don't want to picture what you're wearing. I want to picture just you wearing like also a bow tie. You know, I just want to picture you with a bow tie. That's how I'm picturing you, with a bow tie, watching the show. With, I'll be honest, sensible snacks. Sensible snacks is what I'm picturing. Well, there you go. I would say trail mix is sensible. It depends how much chocolate. You know what I mean? If it's 10% pieces of chocolate once in a while, you get it. Overall, extremely healthy, but there's like maybe some few sweet things. Yeah, piece of chocolate here. Yeah, but the way I like it, it's like eight. They go. It's with season with chocolate. You know, but me, it's got to be like 30%, 40% pieces of chocolate. I don't want one every so often. Every bite, I better get one. And a lot of vanilla yogurts, because they're the same thing as chocolate, but you get to pretend they're yogurt. Those, hey, listen. Those are yogurt in there. Do you see the vanilla ones? That's yogurt. It's healthy. It's like part of a balanced diet. Those yogurt ones are healthy, so don't try to. That is hell. That's like the granola part of it. That's not even. That doesn't even count. Yeah, the chocolate. Get rid of the chocolate. I don't care. Just give me all the healthy stuff. Yeah, the vanilla covered almonds. Yeah, that's healthy. Almonds are healthy. Last thing I didn't know about vanilla extract. I never heard anything. I didn't know it was under investigation. It's an almond bed? Oh, maybe no. Seriously, I don't know. Maybe. Hold on. Is the news in? What's going on? This just in. Todd doesn't know how to get a good sound effect ready. This just in. Todd was not capable in the short period of time to get a good sound effect. It's the Todd Glass Show, baby. Into the night hours with Schmooby Pants. I just looked away. what the fuck? See, Patton's wearing a bow tie. I saw him walk away on the iPad, but then I thought maybe he had to go to the bathroom or something. He's got a bow tie. God damn it. Oh, I mean that in a good way. I feel. At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking, how could I ever live without you by my side? And then... I spent so many nights thinking how I'd get along. And now I'm back. That is a new member of the Todd Glass Show. It's called Mr. Happy, and this is a slide whistle to George Carlin. We do is real. It's not a sound effect. It's not. It's me, not Patton. And we bought it like 2 years ago, but it's a good one. It's a lot of work for. I'd rather not. Not that important to me, to be honest. To do it. I might not use it again. It's like you got to pick it up. It's heavy. It's not that great. It never, I mean, maybe, I wonder what it's like for the listening audience. Is it enjoyable? Like, now, in an absurd way, do I make it enjoyable by at least pointing out the absurdity in it so I can somehow enjoy it myself? But that's why I never use it. I bought it a year ago. I did it once. I remember pulling it out. I went, all right, I said, it's not like sometimes, I get it, a good, a well-placed You fucking take the show into another goddamn, you know, planet. The show's here. We're having fun. We're just being in a good sound effect. And then you have, you know, stuff like this. Yeah. No, you go. No, this thing, the Clacker 2000, I mean, that thing's. And I don't know how to get along. Oh, no, not me. I will survive. I got all my love to give, and that I always get along. I will need me when I hurt me, and I walk down that way. I got to walk in that way. I said I know. I said I ha. I said I la 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 ho la ha la hee dee hee dee ho. I said a ho dee ho dee ho. I said a hey. This is the Todd Glass Show, a bunkered down version. Aha, Eddie Pepitone, I took your title. That's right, folks. If you've got anything to be doing, you should be listening to In the Bunker with Eddie Pepitone. I'm telling you, you will be thoroughly enjoyed. You will listen once and you will be hooked. In the Bunker with Eddie Pepitone. Maybe I don't have it right. It's either In the Bunker with Eddie Pepitone or Eddie Pepitone in the Bunker. It doesn't matter because I send nothing but love that way. I tell you, you listen once and you will fucking be hooked. Yes, this is an advertisement for Eddie Pepitone in the bumper bunker. But I'm telling you, you must give it a listen. He's in the bunker. And it's Eddie Pepitone. It's brilliant. It's silly. It's funny. It's dark. It's edgy. It's loving. It's caring. It's Eddie Pepitone, and you get to listen to it? My God! And a shout out to Steve Fine Arts. Calling. Okay, I'm done. Sir, please stop applauding. Sir, stop applauding. I know, I get it. I'm sensitive to your cause, but that doesn't mean you can just applaud. All right, you seem happy. There's a guy over in the audience tonight. We do have one audience member. We let him sit in, and okay, I see it. Wooden hand. So, Rattlesnake. So anyway, Southampton. How do you like that? So that I know then I was in second or third grade. I'm positive. And the people across the street, their lawn, you know, it didn't look too good. I knew people had good-looking lawns, even then, you know. But then, their lawn started looking really good, you know. And I knew them. They lived there. His name was Brad. So anyway, his name was Bernie. I was trying to make the story a little younger. You know what I mean? Bernie. Who's a friend? Who's named Bernie anymore? This guy's name was Bernie. People name their kids Bernie. I'm Eddie Pepitone, and I'm talking about kids named Bernie. So, his name was Brad. So anyway, Brad or Brian or, you know what, Rachel. No, it was them. All board the silly train. If you got a problem, call 1-800. So anyway, he lived across the street. I specifically remember this. Our lawn had a lot. It didn't look good. There was crabgrass and dandelions. I don't know if I knew what it was called, crabgrass or dandelions then. I probably did. And but I knew it. So I was over there. I remember this specifically. And I said, your lawn looks good. I told my parents, I said, even Bernie's lawn looks better than ours. He goes, this is what he said. He goes, well, he was so nice. He goes, well, that's a compliment if you could leave out the even ifs. You know, but however he said it, I knew, I was aware, and then we got Lawn Doctor, and that was a service. In second or third grade, I talked my parents into getting Lawn Doctor. Picture little Todd Glass. Even I can't get over it. I want to mush myself because I have pictures of what I look like. God knows what I would imagine to see it, to me, like a cartoon of me talking my parents into getting Lawn Doctor in third fucking grade. You know? Or using my bar mitzvah money to get our house I knew what we needed. So my parents were away, and I just hired this guy across the street. It was just mulch and one new shrub. But it was basically recutting everything, mulching, giving it. I knew what it needed, you know. And it was like, I don't know how much it was, but I had some bar mitzvah money. So I spent it, and I was the best fucking investment I made. Oh, I breathed so much easier. It looked so fucking great. Everything exactly the way I thought it was going to look. That's how it fucking looked. It looked so fucking good. Because my parents, they were away for like, turn it down? Yeah, right. I just got suggestions from headquarters to turn the lights down in the studio. That's a first. Someone telling me to turn the lights down. You're right. Why did I have it so bright? It wasn't so bright, but for me it was bright. So anyway, I talked them in, and then I remember we got our house landscaped. We lived there. No, all the homes were just all in Southampton. We moved from Northeast Philadelphia into Southampton, and we had like maybe a half an acre of a lot, and the homes were all being built. There was bulldozers, and when we moved into our house, there were still bulldozers all over the street, like still building other homes. We were like one of the first houses to move in, you know. So, and there were still homes, and so you got to play in the dirt, you know. Even I played in the dirt. Well, I didn't play in it, but I made pretend I was landscaping it. I was made pretending already I was a landscaper. I would have my pretzel and act like it was a cigarette, you know, out there. I used to definitely make pretend I was a landscaper. Like that would, I could just picture, you know, picture that. But that's why I said I could never really do landscaping because I always fantasize the guy who's been doing it a while and has a crazy successful business. Crazy successful. He shows up on the site like just to, you know, hose down the walk at the end, tell a few people what to do, you know, clean that up, blow that, get that going over there, blow the patio out. You know, it's just like, that's what I want to do. You know, pull up in your truck. It's got some mud on it, but just accent mud. It's not like it's like it's dirty. Yeah, hey, it's my work truck. So I pull up in here. I get out. I look like $1 million. Patriot. Anyway. Oh, God. So is everything cool? Oh, yeah. So... thank you Jesus. And then so that house, they landscaped it, and then we were walking home from school, and you know, landscaping can be done very quickly. That's what I think I really like about it. Like, it can take, you know, look, there's projects that take a month, but they can do an amazing amount of landscaping in one day, especially in fresh soil. You know, it's just cutting the beds and the... So, you know, I just came home from school, and our house was landscaped out front, sodded in the front yard, like, you know, the real grass, but sod. It's already grown in the front half. The back, we grew grass. So whatever my parents, probably they could afford, you know. But the front was landscaped. They put trees down the side. It was mulched. It smelled so fucking good. I was so happy. I was like, wow. I was like, it looks so fucking good. And one kid, he goes, what's that? I go, it's, you know, me, I'm like chewing my gum probably. It's sod. You know, I knew exactly what it was. He goes, that's not fair. I was like, I didn't know what to say. I didn't say anything, of course. I said to him, listen here, you little fuck. I didn't say anything. I cried because I was embarrassed that my parents were loaded. As a prank, we moved into a modest neighborhood, but we were loaded. So we got sod. Some people sod it all the way to the back. Don't get me wrong. All the way to the back, the whole half an acre. Shut the fuck up. These other people across the street had a circle driveway. They did. No one knew. My brother might go, no, they didn't. On Stonehurst, nobody had a circle driveway. Oh, yes, they did. Caddy corner. He was a doctor. Doctors had circle driveways. It was part of the order of the... There was a court order. Doctors had to have circle driveways in case in the middle of the night they had to rush to the hospital, they could either at least back out. This is what ended up being in the... Which is eventually what the Governor Chris Christie ended up changing. See, if you just talk long enough, people go, wait, is he making any sense? I'm not. People are like, Todd, you never fooled us. I'm so presumptuous to go, oh, I'm tricking everybody. Listen, I want to. So anyway, that house, we lived in there. And then we moved to Joan Drive. Joan Drive was a great house, a ranch house, all brick, front, back, sides. It was a really cool ranch house and a really cool neighborhood because that neighborhood, all the homes were different. Every single home, the architect was different. And it was really cool, and they had a lot of trees left up. It was called Woodgate, was the neighborhood. And I did. I really liked that. It was really cool. It was different. And the other home was where they just came in. It was farmland, so it's not like they plowed trees down, but it was farmland that they turned into a development, so it was just flat. Very stark. White aluminum siding. Not white aluminum siding, and more of that chalky stuff. You know, shutters. You could either go gray or red or whatever. And that was pretty much it. Turn the garage. You could turn your garage. Have a double garage. You could add, you know, there were little add-ons, you could tell. We had just the standard. But we finished our basement. Shut up! We had a finished basement after a year. Oh, it was great to finish. I did like that finished basement. Shag blue carpeting. Blue paneling. And all of a sudden, this crazy space became so usable. Going down there was fun. It was like our place. We could do whatever we wanted. I made a comedy club and charged to get in, eventually evicting my brothers and making them pay back rent because their places weren't holding up. No, it was a fun space. Half of it, the other half was still storage, where we had our litter box with a hole in the door so the cats could just go down into the basement to the unfinished part. Which is a great way to have a litter box if you can get it away, you know. And one time the dog shit, and I threw it in the litter box. I just threw it in the litter box, you know, with paper, toilet paper. I probably flushed the toilet paper down the toilet. But the shit was too big. And then my mom saw it. She goes, I forget how it really went down, but it was like basically, who put, we either have a sick cat, a dog that shits in the litter box, or someone put dog shit in the litter box. What we don't have is a cat that shit that. We do not have that. That is not an option. Which she was right. I'm like, so I did the greatest thing in the world as a kid that was in, you know, at this point, second grade then. I'm going way back to second grade. We were already at another house. We'll get back to that. Back to second grade. Oh, the litter box. I never got over that litter box. Yeah, I mean, oh, I did what the average, like, you know, kid that age would do. I thought this was a better way to admit it, you know. I had to buffer it a little. I go, I might have. And I thought it was so tricky. I'll just say I might have. You can't get me on that. It's a technicality. I might have. My mom's like, might have? I go, I might have. Because I don't remember. Like, when was it? I tried to act a little dizzy, thrown off. What? No, maybe I did. I don't. I might have. Did you or didn't you? One time, my mom wanted to find out who put gum in the trash can. So she said, "Whoever she wanted to find out." She goes, "Whoever put gum in the trash can will get to help me make cookies." Right? And my brother, I think Spencer, admitted it, and he got to make cookies with her. That's a great way. It teaches everybody else a lesson. You get paid. Sometimes the truth pays. That's what that teaches you a lesson. I don't think my mom would put that together. I just think she really wanted to know, and she was probably 29 years old and a kid basically herself, and that was she was going to find out with the quick way. Order in the court. Order in the court. It's the new Todd Glass court show. What type of music would you play for that if we had a court show? Not a court show, just a new segment on the show. Is there any? Let's play with some music. Let's see. It's like, hey, there's a new segment on the show. It's like some betting cool music. And I'm going to take a drink of water. A water. Water. I'm learning how to say water. Water. That's a nice little cap, but that's not a betting. It needs to be longer. I mean, you're right. I didn't say betting. Maybe play around a little. Like go through the board. Isn't that fun? For me, it is. Okay, imagine. Let me hear what's next. Oh, I like this. Such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a living. Such a good feeling. A very good feeling. A feeling you know that we're friends. Oh, that's right. We're friends, everybody. Every week on the Todd Glass Show, you're going to love the love the way it makes you feel. Don't forget to listen to I Think You Should Leave. If you don't think that show's funny, I won't be hearing it. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. Oh, you can come in with that. Wait and pray with that. Wait and pray with that. Let me find a good wait 1 second. Hello, good reverb. I know the song you're going to play, and I want it to be, what do you think of that? Oh! You think so? That's it? No? Yeah? Hello? Hello? It's, oh baby, you! Oh baby, you! Oh baby, you! Oh baby, you! Yeah, that's it. That's going to be it. Just wait and pray. Wait and pray. How long have we gone? I wanted to be
total 51 minutes.
Oh, I'm having so much fun. I haven't felt this good since I there used to be a comedian named John Mulaney. He used to say when the crowd was bad, he goes, "Oh, this is a great crowd. I haven't had so much fun since I stapled my scrotum to the wall." So I don't know if he's still using it. I just wanted to see if I could borrow it. Yeah, he goes, yeah, he'd be like, it made me laugh, actually. Oh, this is a good crowd. I haven't had this much fun since I stapled my scrotum to the wall. Mm-hmm. Where were you a minute ago? Huh? Hmm? And now, as tears subside. So then we moved to a few other homes, and I don't want to talk. I mean, part of me does want to go through every single house. Because I think it's important. You know, these are tough times and people need to know to get me. They need to get to know me better. You know me, but you know nothing about me. Now's a perfect time to get to know each other better. It's a perfect time to really get to know each other better. What are you looking at my notes for? You're just curious? I like it. I have call a friend. Let's call a friend. Can I tell you something and I'll feel better? Oh, I'm going to lose too many people. Oh, God. No, we'll leave this in. It was about... It was positive about Bernie, but I don't want to. I just want to. The next thing, I just want to be lighthearted. Starts out light, and then the next thing you know, you get all worked up. Because he matters. It's okay. It's a good thing sometimes. But now I'm in a silly mood. So there you go. Full disclosure. And I'll tell you something that I'm putting together right now. Like, I'm going to do a stand-up night. I want to try to. Here's what I want to ask. I'm going to ask two friends, maybe Rory Scovel, maybe. You know, maybe not, be honest, the way he's been acting lately. I laugh at myself. I ended up in an institution. To do it, but try to do it on a site where they can put a background behind them. I want to have some consistency, and we'll pick one background, or we'll pick different cool backgrounds. Hey, we go to work. But try to just do stand-up. Like, as much as you can. If I was going to say, have it 90%. Someone said, did you say... And by the way, it's different. I know it. When you first get on, I did the same thing. You want to comment like, oh, there's no left. And but then after a while, I think, you know, for whatever it's worth, I bet it makes you a better stand up. It's different. Some people add in some laughter tastefully. I think that can be really positive, or, you know, some ambient. I've been telling some people, play some ambient, if you had any control over it, background noise, like from a comedy club or a restaurant. But it, like a one, it just gives it some. You know, but look, if that's done wrong, it really fucking it sucks. So that's why I don't really want to say to do that. But I do think that if you try to just do a straight stand-up set, it can be a really cool show. And people can go, you know, I watched it last night, because they want to see stand-up. So I would say, you know, if I was trying to put together three comedians, I would just sort of say, you know, they're your friends, you're booking, you can have an honest conversation. Go, I'm trying to, like, just really try to do, like, a straight stand-up set, you know, like, so people can go, yeah, it was actually... But 90%, you know, you comment, you're in the moment. Yeah, of course. You can be in the moment, just rather it not be just all about this is weird and different. Let's try to, and then within those boundaries, do whatever you fucking want. And then put three together. And then me do it here in this studio, because I have, a real stage, and maybe we could pipe in Alex on sax. And I think it could be a lot of fun. What am I talking about? Oh, yeah. And then I might just want to make it easy instead of live streaming it where it can go on and off. I want to do it and then drop it right away, but record it. Just record it. That way you know you got it. And then just put it right out. Like, record it, and then 25 minutes later, you put it out. Go, this was just done, you know? But you can't get the comments that way. We won't say it. We'll just act like we did. We'll be like, hey, everybody. It's 11:38, almost-ish. Well, remember, I wanted to sing a song every night, but we don't want to pay royalties, so we were thinking for New York, New York, a song like that, you could just, you know, you just have to make it make sense. You can change it. You just got to sing around the song, you know. Is this new? These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it. And anyway, New York, New Yorkish. New York, New Yorkish. It's my kind of town. New Yorkish, New Yorkish. Huh? Don't you love it this time of year? New Yorkish, New Yorkish. New Yorkish, New Yorkish. It's a crazy place with energy in the air. New Yorkish, New Yorkish, you put your foot up. We're not stealing your song, but we're just taking little bits and pieces. New York on the other side of town. New Yorkish, New Yorkish. This is all my gift to you, that song. A lot of other podcasts would drop it under Palladium status. Platinum. Palladium, platinum. Platinum, palladium. Platinum. I said it wrong. I'm big enough to admit it. platinum status. They would drop that song I just did. They'd drop it as a platinum. You want to pay $99 to get that other podcast? You sing a song like that, next thing you know, you're paying $99 with a frame picture of Joe Rogan and Scott Aukerman arm wrestling. Somehow you get that in the, you know, in a lottery type of, you know, raise money for a charity type of a cause. I know I'm not making any sense. At least I hope I just got people back by saying that. They're like, oh, okay, I should call some friends. All right, let me call somebody. Oh God, I feel great. This might be fun for me to do this. But I had that New York-ish. I want to sing that in my live show. Oh, I want a 9-piece band. I'm telling you, that's what I would do if I knew I didn't have a lot of time left. But, you know, just because I was not doing well, like, you know, health-wise, something happened. If I'm like everybody else in my family, I'm going to live to be 100. And these are people that didn't take care of themselves. These are people that didn't take care of themselves. Me. I know I could hit by a truck. Outside of that, I think as long as I try to be decent, try to do good things, stretch. The most important thing right now, stretch. It's fucking important as shit. Oh, man. Stand fucking straight. Stretch. You hear me? You gotta stretch. And I wrote this song. You gotta stretch. You gotta stretch, you gotta stretch. Gotta fucking stretch, oh fucking stretch. You gotta stretch. Oh baby, you got what I need. And you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. 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 Oh, you do. Oh baby, you got what I need. Oh, you got what I need. Oh baby, you got what I need. Oh baby, you say he's just a friend, but he's not. I have a feeling, and that's why I wrote this song. Oh, you say he's just a friend, but I have high probability to believe that that's not true. 'Cause you don't French a kiss a friend like I saw you kissing at the mall. I was in my car, so that's not what a friend does. But you say he's just a friend. Giving out good quality stuff. This podcast is pure, just, you know what I want to do this week? Make it free for everybody. Seriously, free for everybody. Okay, who are we going to call? You want to call Rory Scovel? Call Rory Scovel. Hold on one second. Let me ask him. Just, can you hum? Zero. It's not. He's not there. His voicemail came on. Who? Jeremiah. He'd be excited. He'd be a good one. Jeremiah Watkins. Hold on, let me see. Jeremiah. Hope he doesn't say anything silly. What if that was my fear? Hold on, I'm trying to find him. Call Jeremiah.
Just to confirm, you'd like to call Jeremiah Watkins, mobile?
Watch this, it's fun. Yeah, good day, mate!
Calling Jeremiah Watkins.
He thinks I have the same accent as him. Stupid. If someone was knocking on the door, would that scare us? Of course it would. Hey, Jeremiah, it's Todd Glass. You're on my show. Well, your message is. We just needed some positive reinforcement. Just call, say hi, be silly on the Todd Glass show. I'm in the studio all by myself with one other person. For legal reasons, I have to say it is my girlfriend. And for my integrity and to be a true with who I am, I should tell you that my girlfriend is a guy. Anyway, we called to say hi to you. And, Patton Oswalt is doing the sound, but from his house. But I see him sometimes. Now I do. And he's wearing a bow tie, and you didn't answer. But I'm still going to play this on the show. So thank you for being there for me, even when you weren't. Just hearing your message was a sign of relief. It was so positive. It was so uplifting. It was so, you know. I want to sing a song. I really do. Do you mind? I'm going to sing it to you. Yeah. What can I sing? Just imagine if we lived in a world where everybody was like Jeremiah. Imagine there's no country. I don't want to sing anymore. Oh, it's loud, a little too loud. God, just take a break. Sometimes the biggest thing you can do is just stop. Just stop. Take a drink of water. I'm thirsty, but yet I keep talking like I'm afraid I'll lose everybody. The new bit with the Cheesecake Factory, you know, with the ship horn, with the horn. You know what I'm talking about? That bit became funnier to me on stage because one night, so normally I say, okay, get the, you know, I'll turn to whoever's at the board, usually John lately, and then I'll say, get it seem like a cruise ship in here, you know, and we give a little honk of the, just to make it seem like that, you know, like a little horn, there you go, you know, get it going a little. I always say then play it up, you know, the ship coming through the night, hello. Attention, attention, this morning in the Lido deck, all, what do you think, is that a good sound, or maybe, is it good? Should we try others? Sample them? Remember, we have a whole show to fill. Vinny, we have to pretend, we have to stretch this. Vinny, I think we should stretch the show out and say we're, oh, but seriously, let's see, do you like this one, definitely, or what do you think of this one? Hello? Hold on, hello? No. Oh, that's a hello. And today at 3 o'clock, we will have ravioli ping pong. No? Well, let's try another one. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you gotta hear the voice.
It's better no quality. Today at 3, this is 1960s cruise. We will have a buffet at midnight. Everything sounded like they were gonna come get you. There will be a buffet at midnight. Come join us for the buffet at midnight at the Caesar Cruise Lines. Enjoy a buffet at midnight.
It always sounded, oh, what's going on?
Don't forget, meat ping pong meatballs. Play ping pong with real meatballs. Ping pong meatballs.
Okay, but that's not a good one. That's a fun one to do for 30 seconds or two, whatever you just did, but this, we're looking for a good one. Hello, 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 hello. 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 Two. Three. Thank you for being patient. Hello. That's probably the best thing right there. Two, three, four. Hello. Am I right?
Hello.
Of course it is. Nothing. Hey, to the, if the, hold on, stop. If the, Okay, I'm waving at the at the side of your at the side of the thing, but you're not even facing me. The person who made me this phone, it's still loved. The person in Chicago, you emailed me back and forth for a while. You made me another one. This thing is so. I'm just saying, the next time we after whatever the next phase of this, you know, quarantine is. You know, I want to get in here with him, Jonathan, hopefully, JT, that's what we call him here, and really do like a once-over in the studio. The wiring, just, you know, check all the new headsets, put new headsets in, just get it all great, add two new speakers. And one of the things I just talked about was like, let's put a phone on my side. There's just something fun about picking up the phone. So I'm always reaching across the table when I have an effect that sounds just like it. But, and hold on, just for the hell of it, because I never do it, let's find it. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello? Is that it? Maybe that's it, and I just don't think it's it. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to use this anyway. All right, so here we go. So the thing now that I picture these people on this cruise ship is that they're running. I tell the audience, picture them running like in a cartoon, like spaghetti, you know, meat, play ping pong with meatballs, you know. They run, like, with their hands out, like, with mumbling. You have mumbling? You have that mumbling on there? Like, we're not going to play. Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm ping pong meatballs. Oh, yeah. Oh, did you hear that? They just had ping pong meatballs. Oh, yeah. They're going to, oh, yeah, you got to get out there. Oh, yeah, everybody, they're ravioli spaghetti. That's right, ravioli. Oh, they filled the pool with spaghetti. Oh, yeah, I heard they filled the pool with spaghetti. Oh, yes, did you hear that? That's right, they play, oh, yeah, spaghetti ping pong. Yeah, everybody knows you just whip spaghetti all over the place. Oh, yes, everybody knows that. Right, and then they run to get to it, you know. The pool, play it again in a second. The pool is filled with fudge for the next hour. They go, oh my God, I heard the pool is filled with fudge. You know, let's get over there. Oh, they're running back. They're all running next to each other. They're running over there. They're in a pack of like 200 people running towards the fudge. Oh, you hear about the fudge? Did you hear about the fudge? Oh, yeah, the fudge. Oh, the fudge. Oh, yeah, the fudge. This is the way they're running. So, and their arms are extended. I don't know why, but all their arms are extended. And they go right there. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's their arms are extended. So now we have it in your head. We don't have to play it every time. We just do the horn. You picture it. You remember. Now you hear the horn going through the night. You know, it's like.
Take a picture with a helicopter made of meatloaf. A picture of a helicopter made of meatloaf at 4 o'clock on the Lido deck.
You know, like. Oh, they're running down there, you know.
Have a hot dog made out of a hamburger today at our midnight buffet. Hot dog hamburgers and a bologna sandwich over 7 feet high. And for dessert, we take a chocolate brick and bust it into your mouth with a sledgehammer and then pour hot fudge on your face. All for $750.
That was funny ad lib, and then when I said all for $750, that wasn't. It wasn't funny anymore. That's not a good way to end it. Thank you.
Take a picture of a gorilla made of meatloaf, pork chops. Did I do a bit like this a little while ago? Chip wrote me these two jokes. They're very similar, and now I get in trouble. One is. And this is how he tricks you, Chip Chantry. He gives you two jokes, but they're both the same. He goes, here's what, this is truly. Oh, it's Jeremiah Watkins, everybody. Put everything on hold. It's the Todd Glass Show with Jeremiah Watkins, everybody.
The Todd Glass Show with Jeremiah Watkins, everybody. There you go. Is yes, well, you are really on the show. I want to put you next to the mic. Who wants to be in charge? It's either me or you holding the phone next to the mic. I feel if I do it, I won't do it. I'll pull it away. So we just have you
hey,
on.
Let me do it.
Oh, you know, you're always so helpful. I should be doing it because you could do that. Hold that. Oh, you don't need to hold that up. That's great. Patton, you just sit there and any scoring will be great. Right, you don't. Thank you. Sorry, I'm talking to other people. One person, my girlfriend. Well, my girlfriend's sick, so I've been hanging out with her brother. She's probably not going to pull through. So I'm just going to hang out. Okay, here you go.
My condolences to your girlfriend.
Yeah, she's fine. I mean, we had a very happy relationship. I'm sorry you never got to meet her, but now I've been just hanging out with her brother. Because I'm sad. I'll never meet someone like her again. So that's my story. That's my new story.
You talk so much about your girlfriend that
what?
You know, it's quite a bummer that I never got to meet her.
I know. You would have loved her. She had the prettiest everything about her. Big, beautiful personality. And she was really hot as fuck. I mean, trustworthy.
Yeah.
How you doing, Jeremiah? I'm not afraid to do serious journalism. Are you scared?
Am I scared? Not currently.
Ah, Jeremiah Watkins is scared. I'm Jeremiah. I'm scared. Oh, sorry. We got you good, Jeremiah. Thanks for being on our show. We'll call you back next month. If we put you back into the raffle, we pick your number again. Can you imagine if that was it?
Honestly, I would have respect for you either way.
You motherfucker.
If that was the bit, what my time was with you on the show tonight, then I would get a good laugh.
Well, I was going to ask if you'd sing a song, and I don't want to place anything upon you that's uncomfortable. We'll put reverb in your voice, but I really don't. The last thing I would want to do is make you uncomfortable, but just a nice song, something you improvise. I'm kidding, by the way. Although, am I? You know what I mean? It's like when a guy says it.
Wow. Do that again, and let me put an effect in your voice. Go ahead.
Okay. Whatever you like, whatever you need, I'll give you what you need, if that's what you need to see. Do you need weed? Do you need a seed? Do you need apples, or do you need seed? It's the dark glass.
Oh my God! You're no good. You don't know how good that sounded. That was so. Listen, I'm gonna let you go. I don't like to keep people long. I smoke a little bit, and then you get like you don't want to be. You know, yeah, Todd. I'm just here at my grandmother's. You know, whatever funeral. I go to the grandmother's funeral for sad comparisons because you don't. You know, it's safe. You know. Hold on. No, first of all, are you being serious?
I'm being dead serious.
Well, first of all, I have to ask how long this has been going on. Is it a boy or is it a girl?
We're gonna let the baby decide.
Good. That's progressive.
I actually have all state.
Listen, here's why we call you tonight. We'd like to give you the opportunity to win $75 million.
Wait, what?
Yes, and this is not a bit. Would you like to win... Hold on one second. Stop laughing. He's going to hear you. Would you like to win $75 million, Jeremiah?
I would love to, Todd.
What would somebody like you do with $75 million?
You fucking stop. Stop laughing. Stop laughing. He's going to hear you.
What would you do with $75 million?
I would, I'd buy a school of fish for my aquarium, and I would get a koi pond for the turtles, and I would take jet ski lessons, and I'd go parasailing.
Well, let's get to the question here, Jeremiah, and see if we can get you $75 million. There's one question. If you get it right, you'll hear a sound that sounds like this. That'll mean you got it right. If you get it right, again, it'll signal this sound. If you get it wrong,
What happens if I get it wrong?
If you get it wrong, you'll hear this. And I'll sing pina colada songs. Whatever that song is close to that.
Like, if you like pina colada.
Do you like pina coladas? Me and you will sing it together. If you're wrong, if you're right, you'll hear this sound. And that's a nice, you know, that's, okay. You're right. But if you, and what do you get if you're, you get, you get $75 million. So here we go. Boop. 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 What is 1 plus 1?
Just 1 plus 1? That's the question?
Yes.
I
don't overthink it. You just won $75 million! You just won! Oh my God, can you believe it? I don't know what to say as a fake DJ. It's harder than I thought to play this role. My God, it's going to change your life. Are you on the line with us still?
I just ran the laugh outside my house.
Jeremiah, it's Todd Glass. You're on the Todd Glass Show. You didn't win anything. We got you good. We got you good. That's right. Oh, sorry, but you're wrong. $75 million. I would build a koi pond. Keep going. Yeah, I was letting you sing it. Oh my. Wow, you're a great guest. Even over the phone, you fucking deliver. No, I just had James. Yeah. Let me get a drink of water. I just had James Adomi on. He really bit it. He really didn't do well. And I'm not trying to throw him under the bus, but he really had a hard. He was struggling. Even he admitted it later. He apologized to me. He came by and dropped a letter off on the front, taped the letter to the front window of my house.
I'm looking for you. I went off. I didn't check our text messages together. I just went off memory. I'm looking for your house for the last 3 days. In the general area, I didn't know exactly where you lived, like off the dome. And I didn't want to check my text messages, so I finally found your place. And if I could just come in for a quick hug.
Oh, Jeremiah, I thought you were joking at first. I'm sorry. Listen, I just feel not you at all. You know I love you to death, but I feel a little bit. Where are you? Like, literally.
Oh, no. I'm in your front yard. Yeah.
Okay, Jeremiah, I got to be real careful. Here's what I would do in this in real life. I have a heart condition. Like, I don't want to make that my identity ever, cuz it doesn't exist. But I would go, you know, it stings. I don't know.
I just want a quick hug.
Jeremiah, I can't, please. I, I, I feel really bad, but I can't do that because of my heart.
Okay.
If I could, I would. My doctor. Oh my God, he's just standing out on the front lawn singing. That's weird. Listen out the window. He's standing out there singing. I don't know what he's singing. But listen to him. Open the window and listen to what he's singing. Well, thank you for stopping by. You were great. And let me tell you something.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Jeremiah, what do you think of this? Because everyone has to wear masks. Isn't there something to be done with the ventriloquist act during these times? Because since they both have masks on, you can't really see who's talking.
I mean, it's really a blessing for ventriloquist acts who aren't very good.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Well, I always said if I had to make money doing ventriloquism, my character would wear a, it would be fake, but it would be a mustache that went way over his lip. And it would be the best one. I don't care if it was $500-$600, and it would be to get a real good fake mustache. I'd spend it, because it would be part of, and I would talk, but no, it wouldn't matter. I'd still try, but it would just be the whole, I didn't get that part of good, but everyone goes, yeah, you believe it, because he's got a big mustache. Wait a second, I just said that. Hello? No, Jeremiah, I can play it back. I just said the same exact thing. No big deal or anything. I mean, minds think alike, so I'm not... But I did just say that. Okay, you have a laugh, and it's like a mental patient's laugh. Not that that should jab... You wouldn't want to jab somebody who wasn't... So maybe that's not the best thing for me to say. What happened to the person that was on my front lawn? What happened to them in this bit? Are they still out there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're out there. Oh, shit. Oh, it's you. Okay, let me get back to this. Hey, so you're out there.
Okay, scratch the hug. Do you have any sugar?
Okay, here's what I'll do. I'll put it out the door. And I'm going to close the door real quick. So just give me a second.
What am I? Am I a friend or a raccoon? No. Hanging outside on your empty porch? Just
all right.
On the porch?
Listen.
Sugar on the Porch is actually a Lynyrd Skynyrd song.
Oh, jeez. All right. I'm going to let you in. I don't know. It's so stupid. But let's just give each other a big hug, and then I'll go shower in Clorox.
Okay.
All right, come on in. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Todd.
Move the mouth away from the phone, like so it'll sound like we're just in the room. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, Todd.
Hey, it's good to. Oh, there you go. Give me a big hug. There you go. Hey, listen. Okay. Come on, let me. No, that's not a hug. You're holding me against... No, Jeremiah, you're holding me against... Please, come on. I know you mean well. I know... Well, okay. I know you mean well, but this is... The hug is over. No. Okay, thank you. Oh, you like it? All of a sudden... Oh, thank you. All of a sudden, I'm charmed. Thank you. No, it's not... It's a soap. It's called Gendarme. It means police officer.
Can I pocket your mug?
Now listen, I shouldn't have been away from the mic too. It sounds more like now we're in the room and I'm trying. Back to the bit. You were both in the room and I'm trying to get rid of you. So I'm going to move away from the microphone so it sounds like now I've got him in there. All he said what he wanted was a hug and now I'm trying to deal with that.
All right, Jeremiah, so I'm going to say goodbye, but thank you. It was good to see you and I feel better that we got a chance. Move back away.
Hello,
all right, listen. Okay, let me come on over here near the door. No big deal or anything. Let me just be safe.
All right, well,
it's for
with me,
what?
If you waddle with me, then we'll make it happen. Come on now, we're all great and everybody's cool. Let's not, let me just let you out of here, okay?
Alright, just one step at a time, you and I.
Jeremiah, come on. I know you're probably just going a little crazy. Everybody is. You're inside and you're just craving love. The fact that you would even want it from me, it makes my heart melt. But let's go be in positive places, in separate places, but together in spirit. We can even text back and forth and everything. I'll text you all night long. I'm bored out of my mind. So we'll stay in touch, but let's sort of let me say goodbye now just for reasons that are outside of your control, okay? And I think you know that. I can't do that because I'm in a relationship, and I wouldn't do that anyway, but because that's...
I think he'll make an exception.
I can't give you a kiss, but it's... Oh, how dare you! So I'm forced because the theater of the mind, the people all think we kissed. Doesn't, hey, look, hey, kiss me, give me a kiss. Now, doesn't that feel nice? Well, listen, you were the best guest. Let me put you back up. Have a good night. Thank you. You were great.
Right.
Holy shit, man. You're funny. God be, nature be good.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Luck be a lady. We'll take it home together. Tune. Night. Luck be a lady tonight. All right, well, we got to go in for the close. So our next house after that was Pear Tree Lane. We just grew grass on the front, too. But we got it landscaped nice. Guy named Comar. Comar Landscaping. I wanted to use him because we in that neighborhood before that, he did this house that Vinny Piscatelli's house. Well, it was his parents' house. I knew it was Comar. I always thought their landscaping looked good. It was very little sloppier than the normal clean edges that everybody had. It was a little more, but it looked good. It was a look. And then I was in fifth grade. So, we did get Comar to do it. Don't give up, ever. Don't give up, P.
Yo, P, what up?
All right. That was great. Jeremiah Watkins, he's the best. All I kept thinking was, you don't know how hard that we're laughing here. And you're laughing. The three of us. Whoever else is watching on your end. But, wow, he was fucking funny. It's a shame. Well, with what's going on. He doesn't know about it, but he doesn't love it. Supposedly, everyone's saying, I'm the new Jeremiah Watkins. I'm like the new him. That's what people are saying. Like, he was that thing that they needed to fill. You know, a really funny guy, can go all over the place, really talented, but now I'm that, and he's old news. Apparently, that's what the police are saying, and they're dealing with all the new after stuff. And then, you know, this comes along.
And now, the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain I've lived a life that's full, and now I'm not a mama, but more, my much more than this. I did it my way. Yes, there were times, yes, I'm sure you know, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. Yes! But more, much more than this, I did it my way. And now, as tears subside, I find it all amusing. So did I do all that just to say I did it my way? And Priscilla, I'm sorry for the pain that I caused you and all the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that I ate. But they were so good. The peanut butter and jelly and the bananas deep fried in the pan was so good every time. I never took that for granted. Every time when we were frying them up in the pan, the delicious butter and the bread and the banana and the syrup and the peanut butter, it was a dessert, it was food, it was delicious, baby. And my conversation with you while I was jamming them in my face was the best time of my life. And more, much more than this, I spit it out and stood tall. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way.
That's the end of our show, everybody. I want to thank you. I want to thank our sponsors, Jiffy Peanut Butter. That was fun. I'm not going to lie. That was fun. And I know I have spaghetti in the house waiting to be eaten.
It's a so long time.
Thank you, Patton Oswalt. Unless you, I knew 40 minutes ago you were going to just do the board. That was great. That was a lot of fun. You know, for every time when things don't work out, when you try to do something like that, tonight it did. Tonight it did. Wow. Fade into some Mr. Rogers, baby. Mr. Rogers, Patton Oswalt will pick the song. The song you're about to hear that was faded in so beautifully from Aristotle is a Mr. Rogers song that Patton picked. Here we go.
Sometimes people are good, and they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people get wet, and their parents get upset. But the very same people who are wet sometimes are the very same people who are dry sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people make noise, and they break each other's toys. But the very same people who are noisy sometimes are the very same people who are quiet sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people get mad, and they feel like being bad. But the very same people who are mad sometimes are the very same people who are glad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people are good, and they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you?
Star Bands Avenue, a podcast network.